business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, September 29th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And special one-day-only open house pricing. That's Saturday, September 29th. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh, man, homework again. With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end? Hey, that's Twitter-worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh, wow, I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S. And got it for only $29. All you had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
Second action, second quarter, second half action, whatever you want to call it. I'm off to a great start here in the second half. Regardless, it's Harbor Beach 42, Lakers nothing. And we're only halfway.
off the popcorn.
It's going to be a running clock until Lakers can get this less than 35 points in the second half here. Lakers kicks off. They got the ball to begin the game. Now they're kicking it off to Harbor Beach, right to left across your radios. This kick in the back, Aaron Ginther standing at his own 15-yard line with the hand team ready for Harbor Beach, and they're now coming back out. Number five, Evan Kaczynski, the kicker. And that kick is up, and it goes out to about the 15-yard line. Aaron Ginther gets it out to the 25, finally meets someone at the 35, and is brought down to the 37-yard line, which is where Harbor Beach will begin their drive. It is the rain's now coming down pretty strongly here in the second half. Everyone's getting to know their neighbors pretty well, especially if they have an umbrella. 11:40 left in the first second half. In the third quarter, 42-0, Harbor Beach over Lakers. Harbor Beach's motto tonight, score often and score quickly and a lot. Whatever you like to say, they're doing it. First and 10, T formation, Kraft under center, three men in the backfield, a handoff to Reidner up the middle. He has the first down and drags about four Lakers players all the way into their own territory, into the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 20 yards for DJ Reiner. He started getting a little interference after 10 yards, and he dragged half the team with him.
Just refused to go down.
Why would you get in front of that kid?
He's 5'10", 225. You're going to have to take him, try and tackle him on the lower side of things. His upper body is way too strong, dragging three guys. Eventually, 83-inch Snyder brought him down.
In the backfield for Harbor Beach, we have Derek Puff on the left, Reiner in the middle, and Ginther to the right, Kraft under center. It's out to Reiner again. Same play, same result, this time except for only about 12 yards, out to the 37-yard line. Reiner suddenly coming out, and he has 22 yards in the second half, 32 yards in the second half, after just a little bit of action here. So another first and 10 situation for Harbor Beach, another hot Laker 37-yard line. Left or right across the radio. Rain is coming in from the right side. 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third. 42-0 Harbor Beach. Kraft under center. Hands off to Reiner. This time to the left. He has green space in front of him. Cuts back in at the 30-yard line. Back out to the 25. And he finally gets brought down to the 23-yard line. We have a penalty flag at the right hash mark at the 30-yard line. We'll see what that exactly is. Could be a hold.
Kramer.
That's a hold against Harbor Beach, so that 17-yard gain gets pushed back to about a 7-yard gain. It's going to be from the spot, which is at the 28-yard line. That's the case. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, pushes them back to the 38-yard line. So don't even think about that last play. It didn't happen, and you have a retry of it down on first down. Back to first and 10, in fact.
Right back to where they started here. Look for them to continue to pound the rock until Lakers decides that they're going to stop this and make them do something else.
Gladys Knight indeed getting right back to where we started from. This one's a handoff to Aaron Ginther to the left side. Finds a big hole, breaks free of the first tackler, spins to the second tackler, and is brought down by number five, Evan Kaczynski, at the 20-yard line. And in doing so, that's about a 17-yard gain.
No big deal, just another first down. No answer for anything Harvey just thrown at him so far tonight. Whether it's been the spread, the read option, the reverse, and now back to the more traditional Harbor Beach offense and that wing T, and just confusing the Laker defense.
Derek Buff and Aaron Ginther check out. Austin Saltz in there now as well as number 19, Jared Boudet. First time of the game tonight, first and 10, left right across your radio from the 20-yard line. Kraft hands us off to Reiner up the middle. And he gets brought down finally. It takes a whole slew of them to get him down at the 14-yard line, a gain of 7. Reiner blasting through the defensive line of the green and white. Reiner now has 44 yards in the night, 39 coming the second half.
Yeah, running hard. He's been tough to bring down so far in the second half.
8 minutes and 55 seconds left in the third quarter. We're in a running clock situation. Harbor Beach 42, Lakers nothing. Second and 3 from the 14-yard line deep into Laker territory. The Harbor Beach Pirates knocking on the door one more time.
Mike Lukowski checking out of the game. Josh Wan getting a chance to play the line here.
T formation. It's a handoff to the left side. Austin Self gets to the line of scrimmage and then about 5 more yards past the 6 to the 9-yard line. Gain of 5 and a first down for the Pirates.
Number 83, Ian Snyder brings him down just after he gets the first down.
Austin Self now with 51 yards on the night off 3 carries. That's going to look